Your discounts apply.
Get to Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale and get $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Promotional offer valid May 23rd through the 26th, 2014. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Tonight on Fox, it's the season premiere of MasterChef. So get out the knives and maybe the hanky. Gordon Ramsay returns in an all-new season of MasterChef tonight at 7 on Fox.
Regularly, you sort of do. His name is John Beaver. And John Beaver, who we call Mini P, because he looks like a miniature version of me. In fact, do we still have somewhere on our Facebook
page? Yes, I'll put that towards the top of the page.
Put that up to the main landing page or whatever they call it. And you folks will see that John Beaver is a miniature me. And that's why around the station we call him Mini P. And the very few times that Peon has not been able to be in, I got very, very lucky in that we had Mini-P around the control board, and he did a fantastic job. In fact, he did so good a job, Peon, that it really did make the audience aware of how much you don't have to really know.
Well,
and that anybody can come in with 10 minutes notice and kind of figure out what you do. But Mini-P, I don't know. I know that you're really sick, and I don't know if you have a radio, and I doubt that you do, and even if you do, they won't let you tune this show in, because as we've always told people, that's not in the best interest of the insurance companies or certainly the hospitals, because you'll get discharged sooner because you'll be laughing. But here's the deal. I don't really know Mini P personally, but I know that I like him, and I have a really, really good read on people. One of my great talents, the only talent that I have, is I'm pretty good, better than most, at sizing people up. If you just let me be around them for two or three times in two or three different environments, I'll get a pretty good read on. And even my wife will tell you, I probably got a 98% track record. And this Mini P is just, he's just a neat guy. He's one of those people that, and you've all worked with him, never causes a ruckus, is not a you-know-what disturber, never complains, never gripes, never gossips, doesn't talk about other people, smiles a lot, does his job. I'm sure he's underpaid here. Most everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
And he just still...
And will do anything.
He still goes at it as if he were being paid three times what he's being paid. And Dan's right. Will do anything. You know, when I went to him the couple of times that Peon took some time, or was ill or whatever, it's rare, but I called Mini P and I said, Mini P, would you run the control board? I said, oh, I'd love to. And I said, well, how much do you need? Oh, no. He said, it would be an honor. And I said, oh, no. I don't work that way. I said, we're not going to do that. You tell me what do they pay you here hourly when you do extra. And he told me, and I think I tripled it at least, because I couldn't believe how little it was. And I was happy to do it. So do we know what hospital he's in? They moved him.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
And are we allowed to say what he has, or are we talking out of school here?
I don't know.
I think he's got a bad case of pneumonia or something, but it's bad enough.
Double
pneumonia.
Yeah.
And Mini P, if somebody will get you a copy of what we're saying here, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. You have to get well, and here's why. The biggest reason you have to get well is because of the future you have ahead of you that you don't yet know you have. And the reason that future you have and your next many, many years on this earth are going to be so rewarding and fulfilling is that you look like me. Now, even though you're a miniature version of me, for as cute and desirable and irresistible as women find me, double that when they find a cute version of me.
Oh, yeah, a tinier version.
Yes, yeah. Women like cuteness. I don't have the cute factor. Mine is just pure raw sex appeal. And saying all the right things to chicks and knowing how to dress and knowing how to act. Yeah. You can add to that the cuteness thing. Sky's the limit, Minnie P. Minnie P's not married, is he?
No.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Minnie P. Get well, man. Get well. There's a there's just a world waiting with great opportunities for you. And, again, primarily because you look kind of like me. That is probably the greatest gift God could have given you. That's when he said, I think I'd like to make this guy look kind of like this other guy I made a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You won the lottery, Minnie P, when that happened.
That was that was it. When you guys were standing in the hallway together and just kind of talking, and I looked over and I thought, oh, my goodness, it's a Minnie P.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Minnie P, I will tell you, and I've never shared this before, but there have been on many occasions when women have come up to me at KTRS and said, Frank, I know there's probably no way that you'd ever sleep with me because I would be, if there's a line lined up, I'd be like 150th in line. But to me, almost the equivalent of that would be to sleep with Minnie P. Would you please talk to Minnie P and see if he has any interest? I'd love to make him the happiest man in the world in bed. I never shared that with you, Minnie
P.
But I'm sharing it with
you. I like you, Frank, but if only you were a little shorter.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That'd be it. Yeah, Minnie P is one of those people that if you don't like him, you're the one with the problem.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That's the best thing you can say.
Exactly.
If you don't like
him, that's the problem.
Thank you. I couldn't have said it better. There's something wrong with you if you don't like Minnie P. I've never heard, we've been here almost 17 years. I don't know how long he has been here, quite a while. I've never heard one person come down the hall and go, gosh, stand that John Beaver.
No.
Never.
No.
So you got that going for you, as Carl would have said, and Caddyshack, good did going for you.
Which is nice.
And a lot of other things. So get well, and we'll keep checking in on you. I'd love to call you, but from what I can tell from the emails, you're not able to talk to anybody because they got you hooked up to a bunch of stuff. So, Minnie P, get well, and remember, you're getting all my cast-offs, and that's more than most men could ever hope for. Seconds from me.
Yeah, and it's not sloppy.
No, nothing sloppy about it. This is grade A stuff when you get my seconds. So, let me talk to Ben. Ben's been holding. Is he still on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's holding a long time. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, is this Frank?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Ben. Welcome
to
the show.
What's up?
Hey, pleasure to talk to you. I wanted to tell you about my pancake eating experience yesterday.
Oh, that was, well, I thought it was, I thought today.
I thought it was today.
It's today.
Well, I heard about it today. I meant today.
Okay.
Yeah, I did exactly what you didn't want people to do.
You ate three?
And I didn't leave one dime for the charity. Cause, see, I don't trust charities. There's always somebody at the top skimming money, some fat cat with a condo or next to a golf course in Florida. I don't trust any charity. And that's why I didn't leave one dime. But Pion will be happy to know I left it. I did leave a 15-cent tip.
Pion would be happy about it.
All right, Ben, let me ask you a question. Are you putting us on or are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
I think he's serious.
IHOP made it.
You call me a schmuck or a cheapskate?
No, I'm not going to call you anything. IHOP made it very clear that it was free Pancake Day, and all they asked was for contributions to the Children's Miracle Network. Now, I guess what concerns me is when you say you don't trust any charity, do you trust the Make-A-Wish Foundation? Do you trust Wounded Warriors?
Some fat cat at the top skimming money off of that, too.
All right, do you trust Wounded Warriors or everything that Gary Sinise is doing for the soldiers who've come back wounded?
I don't even know about that charity, but if Gary Sinise is into it, he's probably skimming money as well.
Well, I could not disagree with you more. He's extremely charitable. Now, here's the other thing. Let me ask you this, Ben. It's kind of a personal question, but you don't seem like a guy who would mind. Since you don't do any charities in your life, do you do anything for other people?
I help people change a flat tire. If there's something in it for me, yeah, but give me a few bucks. Sure, I'll help someone out.
Don't edit him out either.
No, he didn't say that.
Something in it for you.
I'll volunteer to help someone change a flat tire to give me $10.
Wait a minute. You're complaining about the fat cats at the top skimming money off the top, but you're willing to help somebody if they'll give you money and give you if there's something in it for you.
Well, Ben, first of all, I think you're putting us on.
Yeah, I do.
That's
too.
What I think.
Well, and that's not near what compared to you, Frank.
And how do you mean?
Compared
that?
To what you are, you lie to the people every day, and you use a pseudonym. No one knows your real name, and I don't think anybody knows where you live. I bet anyone in that studio has never been over to your house because you don't trust anybody.
Well, Ben, you don't know. We've never met, have we? Have we ever met?
No, I don't know. I know that you're a big guy.
I don't know what that.
Sort of.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's true.
I
am.
You don't go to the studio anymore. You're at home.
But you don't know me.
No, I don't know you.
You've never met me.
No.
You don't know anything about me personally.
No, you live out in the sticks. Nobody knows where you live. You don't want anyone to know where you live.
That is not true. That's not true.
I've been over.
Anyone in that studio has never been to your house.
That is not true, Ben. You don't know what you're talking
about.
That's
a lie, Ben. I've been over to his house a couple of times.
So, see, you don't know what you're talking about. Ben, I'm not going to get into what you do or don't know about me because you don't know anything about me. I guess what bothers me is that you, I don't know what happened to you that you hate. You seem to hate everybody. Why do you listen, by the way, to me if you hate me that much?
I just get it. I get a kick out of listening to Peon. Peon, there's a thing called a radio check. If you ever listen to what you say on the air, Peon, you don't make a bit of sense, and you sound like an idiot every time you open up your mouth.
And Ben,
so he listens
Ben, why are you a regular listener? I'm just curious.
I like the joke.
Oh, you like the
joke. I will listen for the joke. And Frank, about your sponsors, that bank that advertises for you, they're no better than any other bank. And that kitchen and bath place that advertises to you, you know what? They have the highest prices in town.
No,
what about that auto repair place? They have a free shuttle. You know what? Every auto repair place has a free shuttle. And the worst thing is that auto dealer on 270, he's got the highest prices in town. And their salesmen use high-pressure tactics.
Have you ever bought a car there, Ben?
I wouldn't buy a car there because I know what I'm talking about. They use high-pressure tactics because, you charge exorbitant advertising fees. How do you think that guy on 270 is going to make up the money?
Well, Ben, all advertisers spend money to advertise or you wouldn't know who they are. And by the way, he's been on for, 6-7 years. He's not stupid. If the return wasn't greater than the expenditure, he would have cut it off a long time ago. So would you spend money if it would make you more money back? Wouldn't you do that? Are you in business?
Not on your program, no.
No, are you in business? Do you own a business?
No, I do not.
Okay. If you did, and you could find a way to tell the world who you are and where you are, and what it cost you to do that brought you much more than that back in return in the way of business, you do it. I'm sorry that you're so mad at everybody. And if you listen just for the joke, Ben, if you listen just for the joke, you're listening a couple hours too early. The joke's about 5:30.
The whole program's a joke, especially when Peon opens up his mouth.
Ben, you're tough.
I am actually really glad you called. Thank you so much for the call. You call anytime because it's good to hear from people like you.
I love Ben.
I love to know who's out there. And I like to know there are people like you out there. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Why
did.
Is
of
that not
he
a
did.
Surprise? Why is that not a surprise?
Oh, man, that's
I'll
great.
I'll help
stuff.
Somebody with a flat tire if they'll pay me.
Wow.
What a sad.
Damn fat
day.
Cats. Oh, skimming on the top.
Yeah.
Especially at Garrett's niece. If he's involved,
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
But he won't stop and help anybody unless it's there's something in it for him. If they'll slip him a couple bucks.
I'm a liar. Nobody knows where I live. I speak for all the companies are bad, basically, according to him. Wow.
You know what I think I found out? I took
you
out
know,
of all
like
of this.
To, I just like to say this. I hope we don't have too many people out there like that. I'm positive we don't, but I'm really glad he called.
No, he's in the very small minority.
I don't
just mad at the world, mad at his hand in life, and just.
I hope nobody has to live with that guy. Like he's
yeah.
married.
No, it's, I can't imagine he's married.
No.
What were you gonna say, Dan?
I was gonna say he doesn't like you. He thinks Peon's an idiot. I think Ben likes me.
Yeah,
apparently.
You didn't get
Which really?
Yeah, he didn't tear into you.
No, he didn't tear into me at all. Which really kind of scares me.
That but, just shows how out he is, Dan.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, I got to tell you something. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was interesting to see.
I've said many, many times. I wish I knew. Yeah. Oh, you know what? This is perfect. I wish I knew who was out there listening. It's frustrating because you. You sit here, and you know people are listening. You don't know how many, and you don't know the makeup of the people. You know, how old are they? We get an idea when we go on these trips. And by the way, thank goodness Ben's never been on a trip with us. Holy mackerel, can you imagine what a horrible trip that would be? I don't think he would do that because Ben, I'm sure, thinks travel agencies are crooks.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody's skimming off the top of that.
The resorts
too,
so. Are crooks.
Let's take a moment now and dedicate this song and sing along to Ben because I think... Not only is what the world needs now, the world needs love, but I think what Ben needs now is love.
And Ben, we know you're enjoying every second of this because
Ben,
we know you're listening.
Oh, my goodness, Ben, you're in heaven. You're in heaven and you're still listening, even though you said the only thing worth listening to is the joke. The joke doesn't count for a couple hours. Let's sing along, everybody, if you would, please. For Ben.
What the world needs now, Ben.
You know, Ben, it's the only thing that there's just too little. And we'll change it to Ben. Oh, what Ben
needs now is love, sweet love.
No, not just for some.
For everyone.
But for Ben.
Including Ben, yeah. Everyone including Ben.
Yeah, for everyone, especially Ben.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate the call.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Dierbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You get about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Or GelmishandSons.com.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStar.com. Mercedes.com.
I'm Martin Kilcoyne. Come on out for another Field Trip Friday. We'll broadcast live from M&M Golf Cars in O'Fallon, Missouri, Friday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Thinking about what to get Dad for Father's Day? How about a golf cart? Now through Father's Day, M&M Golf Cars with 0% financing for 12 months or $500 closeout cash. Come see us live in O'Fallon, Missouri, Friday, May 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at M&M Golf Cars. 113 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at M&MGolfCars.com.
One thing about Wayne Newton's music, you always know it's him.
That's a big builder.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Las Vegas, come on. We're going to a couple more of these little fifth grade questions, then we're going to take your calls. Let me give you the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. I feel like I'm on stage and like fire. What do they call those flash pots are going off?
Yeah.
888-550-KTRS. All right, I got two questions here. Fifth grade level test to see if you're ready for the sixth grade. They're similar questions. One of them I absolutely know that I know the answer to, and the other one I got to tell you I'm not sure. Here's the one I'm not sure about. Which one of these is most responsible for the uneven heating of the air in the atmosphere? Which one is the most responsible for the uneven heating of the air in the atmosphere? Radiation, convection, conduction, condensation.
I would probably say conduction.
Convection.
I'm going to go with Peon and say convection.
Convection, like a convection oven?
There you go.
Well, I don't know what a convection oven actually does, but yeah, Dan, like a convection oven.
It's like a toaster oven, I think.
Yeah.
All right, here's the one I know. A pot is heated on the stove. What process causes the metal handle of the pot to also become hot? Combustion, convection, radiation, conduction.
Conduction.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. That one I know. Thank you. Let me just get a couple of... See, I'm telling you, man, it's amazing how much stuff we have forgotten. Which has the greatest effect on wind speed? Precipitation, cloud cover, wind direction, or air pressure?
I would guess air pressure.
That's my guess. See, I don't see how precipitation could affect wind speed. Okay. I don't know how cloud cover could affect wind speed. Direction, it has to be air pressure. Now, what I'm going to try to do, maybe Monday I'll have some of the answers to these things. It's very frustrating not knowing how stupid we really are. Oh, here you go. What's an example of a single-cell organism? Amoeba, insect, fish, or worm?
Is it an amoeba?
Don't ask me.
Oh. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I told you all the answers. But, yeah, I think that's it. It has to be. And you remember from school, what's the different definition of an insect? It's six legs. Is that right? Because people say that a spider is an insect, but it's not an insect.
It has eight legs.
Yeah. So it's a six legs if it's an insect.
Oh.
Dan, you didn't know that?
I thought it was six legs or more, but I guess that's a spider. What is a spider then? A spider's a spider.
Yeah, it's not an insect. All right, one last one. Which body system sends electrical signals to all other body systems? Which body system sends the electrical signals to the other body systems?
The vagina.
No. Spinal cord?
That's not a body system.
No.
Circulatory system.
Oh.
Digestive system. Muscular system or nervous system?
Oh, man. I would
That's
say
easy.
Nervous system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's easy.
Spider's an arthropod.
What?
Arthropod.
A spider
you
is
looked
an
that up.
Oh, yeah, I did look it up, but it's an arthropod.
We worked with him down on Market Street, arthropod.
Yeah, arthropod. He was a newsman. I remember that guy. All right, so much for that. Let's move off to the phones here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. It seems like Friday. Oh, yeah, for me it is. Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm in the studio.
Thank you very much, Bill. Hallelujah. Your turn. Your turn, Bill. You talk. After I say, fine, how are you, and then you talk.
How you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Now you talk.
What's going on, Bill?
Bill, what's up?
Oh, just hanging out. I heard there was a history test or quiz or something. I'm sorry.
Nah, we're just doing fifth grade questions, equivalency. North Carolina's Department of Education, blah, 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 questions to see if you're ready to go into the sixth grade. And I don't think many of us in here would make it to the sixth grade.
Oh, okay. I heard something about a spider. Okay, I got you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, you thought you could win something, didn't you?
I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Not at this station. Thank you, Bill.
All right. See you later.
It's not a contest. It's over, and there are no prizes. Michael's next. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hi. I'm Mike from Farmington.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, Mike?
Hi.
What's up?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And do you have any questions for current events?
No, I sure
don't.
Well,
I have a current event.
Oh, you're going to give us a question?
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to give you something to talk about.
Well,
all right.
We could sure use that, Michael, if you've listened to the show. What do you have?
Massachusetts court says upskirt photos are legal.
Ah.
Upskirt
photos?
That
is good news. That is good news. Now, why did you call to tell us that, Michael? Are you an upskirt photo journalist?
Because you may need some material to talk about before the show, No.
No. Well, don't laugh. You're absolutely right. We need lots of material. This show's terrible.
But don't upskirt the issue here. Skirt the issue.
Oh, that was good.
Skirt the issue.
All right.
I see what he did.
Anything else, Michael?
Oh, no. I think I'm done. Read about it. I'm CNN on the net.
Okay. Don't tell me what to do. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. He said we should read about it.
Yeah.
Upskirt photo, for those people who don't know what that is, these perverts that walk around and they find a way to act like they drop something, and with their cameras on their phones, they take pictures up women's skirts. And according to Michael, the state of Massachusetts says that's okay. You can do that. So ladies, be sure you wear, underwear or something if you're in Massachusetts. Paul is next. Hello, Paul.
Oh, Paul's gone.
Paul's gone. Then Scott's here. Hello, Scott.
That's right. Well, you can call me Paul. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh.
What is going on? What is going on today? What's up?
No. Where's this guy? But as far as college, you know, I mean, how many kids do you know who are 18 that even know what they want to be when they grow up? I mean,
not many. And for anybody that makes them feel like they are misdirected or they should know where they're headed, I say shame on you. I know people 30 and 40 who don't really aren't convinced they found what they should be doing.
Well, my father's advice, the best advice was, if you do go to college, when I went to college, he said, don't let school get in the way of your education.
Well, that's actually very good advice.
It is, and he was a doctor. He should know.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you.
Thank you. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they started that as a junior in high school, started going to the counselor and trying to figure out. I absolutely
remember. I can see his face. I was a junior. Like you said, I just started my junior year in high school. And this guy, I can see him today. He sat me down and he said, so, what do you want to do when you get out of high school? I said, I don't have any idea. And he said, young man, you are in for a miserable, miserable life. Lots of disappointments, little or no success. And he proceeds to just tell me what a loser I am, because at 15 or 16 or whatever, it was 15 for me, I didn't know what I wanted to do. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let adults make you think you should know what you want to do. It is very, very common in your 20s to be finding your way, because there are things out there you don't even know exist. There are jobs you didn't even know existed, and you may fall into one of them. Bob should be next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, you know what? You can't see me because I'm on the telephone. I can't see you because you're on the radio.
That's true.
No, he's right.
Hey, Ian, don't listen to Ben, man. I think you're right. I think you're one of the best parts of the show.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
And I say, Ben, don't listen to Bob.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I don't know if you've ever talked about this topic before, but I found a classic car that I've been looking for a couple of years, and I found it at a Meekum Auto Auction.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to one of those or known anybody that's gone to
one
of those?
Yes, I have. I've been to a couple of those auctions, and here's the deal. I was standing at an auction. It was in Arizona or Scottsdale or something like that. And I was looking at a car, and I don't remember what the car was. And I'll never forget, there was a guy standing near me, and he said, you like that car? And I said, yeah, I think I kind of do. He said, you're not thinking about bidding on it, are you? And I said, no, not really. But if the bidding stopped and it was really low, he said, you want my advice? He said, I'm here just to look around and try to warn people, because he said, I got burned so badly. He had bought a car at the same auction from the same company that looked fantastic. He said, I ended up putting more money in that car after I bought it than I paid for that car, because you can't run it down the highway.
Right.
You know, you get whatever information they give you, and sometimes, you know, the car, there's a lot of documentation, but other times it's kind of sketchy and it may look great. So, no, I've never bought a car at an auction, and I know the kind of auction you're talking about. It's not the auction that the dealers go to for the later model stuff. It's the 57 Chevys, and
right.
Yeah, I love to look at them, but I don't know that I could buy one.
I just wonder what the strategy would be, Dee. Do you get in the auction, you know, do you get in bidding early, or do you wait till it, you know, it looks like it's going to peter out and then get in? Or?
Well, I also think there are some cars that you absolutely, if you can get it right, you can't go wrong on. Let's say there's a car, there are only four of them in existence. Well,
right.
Come on. I mean, that's obviously a very coveted, valuable vehicle. But if it's just a... You know, like I said, 57 Chevy, and it looks great, mm-hmm. and it was restored from the frame up. There's hundreds of those.
Right.
And you don't realize it until you go around the country and you go to different car shows and you go, wow, I didn't realize there were this many Mustangs in the world. But but there are. I read the numbers a couple of years ago on the number of 65 original year Mustangs that are still on the road, either original or restored. It was staggering. I mean, it was thousands of them. And
yeah, you know, the internet has really helped with that.
Yes, it absolutely has.
All over the place.
They're fun to look at. It's fun to look at the cars, and it's fun to watch the really rich people bid against each other. That's fun, too. But no, I've never bought one. All right?
Thanks for the advice.
Thank you, John.
Bob.
Bob, sorry. Thank you, Bob. John will be thanked next, because he is next. Hello, John.
Well, How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great, John.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. I just really wanted to blame you for all this winter weather with you buying that new Corvette. And I've got a Vette, and it hasn't been out. It's been so sloppy.
No, good for you. It doesn't go out in this nasty mess.
I know. Isn't it horrible? And, yeah. You know, like your friend Ben, mm-hmm. Have you ever had that? The other day, I was listening. I knew exactly you were playing that one song. But maybe his new theme song would be from Michael Jackson, Ben. What a rat.
Not familiar with that song.
Oh, you know, Ben Moth from the movie Willard.
Ben. Yeah. The song's called Ben.
Ben, most people would turn you away.
No, yeah. Oh, I see. You're rewriting it.
No, that's the song.
That's not the song. The song is Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we've been looking for. Unless there's another verse.
Yeah, there is another verse.
Sorry to do this to you, John. You didn't call to be tortured. I realize
no, that. No, you guys are great singers. And right. A spider is an arachnid. It's got eight legs. I remember it. And then I'm like you, Frank.
What did you call it, Peon?
An arthropod.
You might have been wrong.
Said an anthropod.
Arthropod. No, arthropod.
Arthropod. Well, it's an arachnid. It's got eight legs.
Wikipedia says arthropod.
This is great.
It's arachnophobia when you're...
Well, yeah, there you go. And that's it. But you were my neighbor one time, too, Frank.
Was I?
Well, probably so if you lived in Heritage.
I did live in Heritage.
You talk about Cedar Shake Roofs, and I live in the addition.
I lived in Heritage from 1980 to 86.
All right.
And I go out there now, I don't even recognize where I am.
I know, it's hard. I live in the addition. I built my house like 20 years ago, and I just started a new career. I just retired last Friday.
So were you out there when they had the restaurant with the cars on the carousel?
Oh, yeah.
Class. What a fantastic place that was.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, for those who don't know, they had what was the name of that restaurant, John? I can't think. It started with a C.
Carriage something.
And they put these incredible cars, and they were usually like 35 Packards or something, on a turntable in the middle of the restaurant. You're sitting there eating, and this car's going around, and it's absolutely spectacular. What? Yeah, that was neat.
And the thing that they did, too, they did the changing in the cars, which was a big ceremony.
Yeah.
When they did that. You
like
know,
once a month or something.
Yeah, once a month. So when we first moved here, we went there, and it was a ball. And that guy was completely wrong about you. And Johnny Londoff, too. My parents still live in Florissant. My dad's 91. My mom's 87. They live by themselves, but grew up around Johnny Londoff. And my parents have bought cars from him.
Hey, John, I can still tell you exactly what my house cost in Heritage. It was $101,000. And my brother-in-law at the time, when we were getting ready to move, and he came out and saw the house, he said, man, he said, how much is this house? And I said, $101,000. He said, you must be out of your mind. He said, who pays $100,000 for a house?
Hey, it was the Classic Car and Carriage
that's
Company.
That's it. Classic Car and Carriage Company.
Jim
Thank
Compton
you.
Called that in.
Classic, yeah. One more question for you, Frank. When you lived in Heritage, you had the Cedar Shake roof?
Yes.
And did you have problems with silverfish?
You know, I don't remember, but I'll tell you what
Your wife would know.
I'll tell you what I did have a problem with. Bottle rockets landing on other people's homes with cedar shake roofs and catching their roofs on fire.
Coming from your hand.
From my driveway. And our neighbors were out of town, and we caught part of their roof on fire. And you have never seen a guy and his son scramble for a hose that fast. We were frantic because I watched it land on the roof, and I told my boys, I said, these roofs are cedar shake. We make sure they don't land on the roof. And I looked up, and I could see like an orange glow, and I knew this is just not good. This cedar stuff is catching fire. And we were able to get a hose and get it out, and the neighbor, as far as I know, never had an issue or a leak, and we got it in time. But, yeah, that was my first experience. And no gutters, which was interesting. No gutters.
Yeah, all those homes, Johnny Johnson probably built your home.
Yeah. He did.
I think that's who did. Yeah.
The company at the time, the builder was, hang on. Something Johnson Builders.
Johnny Johnson, I think.
No, it was with an H. I'll think of it later. John, nice to hear from you.
Okay, same to you, Frank. Will you take care and keep that Corvette clean, brother?
No, don't worry. You'll never see it dirty. Thank you, John. All right. Scotty's up next before we break. Hello, Scotty. Scotty. Scotty once, twice, on to Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Well, yes, we know you are. What's up?
And my mom, who's sitting next to me, I'm taking her home from her doctor's appointment here in St. Louis over to Redbone, Illinois. She is AM and a PM also.
Well, good for her. Beautiful. Good for her. Thank you, Mom.
She has listened to you along with my dad when he was around from day one.
Well, good for
started.
Them. Good for them.
And then I was introduced to your radio station back in your editorial days.
Early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
Well, thank you.
The reason I'm calling is that she asked me to ask you if you have said hi to Ben today.
No, but I'm sure we will before the day is over because we know he's listening.
Yeah, he's listening, and she wanted, and she know that, and she wanted me to pass something on to you. She said she was watching James Bond last night.
Okay.
And Sean Connery was in the movie.
Here we go.
And he she was sitting there, and she heard him say something, but wasn't sure what he said. And he wants, to know if he could repeat what he had to say.
Now, if she was watching him as James Bond, I can't help her. Now, if she'd been watching him in, what was it, Scarface?
It was the
Untouchables.
The Untouchables.
Ah, yeah, if she'd been watching The Untouchables.
What she meant. She apologized.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can remember what that was, Dan.
She'll listen to what you have to say.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Dan's mother, yes. Thank you.
So I haven't done it for a while, but I do remember a little of it. So for Dan's mother, I believe it goes something like this, just the part I remember. They put one of ours in the hospital. You put one of theirs in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. Part
that's
before
how you
that.
Get Capone. No, that's the last part.
And
is.
That's how you get Capone.
Right.
Let me do it again. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
That's it.
I have to look up the part just before that. I can never remember what that is. It's something about fighting or whatever.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Why, you ask? Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Leamy to Ladue, Town and Country and more. Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Roofing, wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
It's barbecue season, and don't do anything till you check out St. Louis Home Fires on Manchester Road in Baldwin, 2 miles west of 141, right in front of the Target store. St. Louis Home Fires has the most extensive selection of smoking woods, rubs, and sauces. They have all of the accoutrements you need for that great barbecue. They also have smokers, a special going on all smokers right now. And for all the information, helpful hints, tips, St. Louis Home Fires on Manchester Road, 2 miles west of 141, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires.
Tomorrow, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
TC was an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart.
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Dierbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour, or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield, across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
The Big 550.
KTRS.